lights, candles in the bathtub. She loves a ricotta solo. He lives in Carabolo. We start to fool a dealer. The bloke and the Sheila. Their boss is always in despair because their meetings happen on air.
And Steve.
Live from Honeysuckle and across Newcastle and the Hunter. Celebrating 10 years.
Good morning.
I'm just going to show you something, Tanya. Good morning. I've just got to show you this quickly. It's called Uber Eats. You don't have to pick up your own takeaway anymore. You can actually get it from your lounge room.
Get it delivered.
She's just telling us how she got some nice takeaway last night.
Yeah.
But it was that bit where she said, when I was picking it up, I went, what?
Yeah, I don't do the Uber Eats because it's always cold. Sorry, but it is.
Yeah. Stop ordering from Cessnock.
No, you think me of all people would get hot, but I don't.
Just around the corner from a lot of different places.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, nah.
I like that on Uber Eats, some of those who don't use the app, where it says, would you like it delivered to straight away? That'll be an extra $4.
Yeah.
No, I'll hit the one where you come maybe 2 to 3 hours later, thanks.
Have you ever watched it? Because I have.
Oh, yeah.
When they go to that place over there, and finally get to you.
Yes, I have watched that.
That's why it's cold.
Because I had no idea that they could pick up 3 different deliveries and deliver them, hence cold, yeah. Anyway.
I was chatting to an Uber guy one day last week because he was a P player, and I watched him grab a few different things in Beaumont Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I started talking to him. He must have thought I was just trying to get it. Steal his food, I don't know, because he looked a bit scared at first.
Tanya, you're the reason those people's food was cold.
I know, it was a brief chat, but we got chatting, because we'd chatted before while he was waiting for his food, right?
Yeah.
It's just incredibly sad. Like, the guy's putting himself through uni. He's only been in the country a couple of years, and it's kind of all he can get at the moment until he completes his studies.
Yep.
And he's hand-to-mouth. Like, it doesn't pay well, let's be honest.
No. No, it's... Yeah,
and
it's
when
a battle.
When it comes to tips, only about 10% of people do tips.
That's another thing on the option of tips, and it's, I think it starts at 5%, 10%, 15% and goes up, doesn't it? I tip every time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Will you be part of the 10%?
No, I regret it afterwards when it's rubbish.
Exactly.
I would like to add, maybe you could let us tip after we've eaten it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not a big, you know.
Yeah. I don't think you're tipping for the food. I think you're more tipping for the service, aren't you?
That's the way
I look at it.
You would hope so.
Does it come quickly? Is it warm?
Has he scabbed a couple of chips? You know, if he has, then you don't tip. And
I love that. It's like, gee, mate, that looks a little bit empty. Tax, mate.
Exactly.
We talk about this often, don't we? Cab drivers, Uber drivers, or delivery. I mean, Uber delivery and drivers, the same thing.
Yeah.
How much is it? What do you get? You know, it's hard to put a figure on it, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're a driver, you don't own the taxi. The list is endless on, But, yeah, no one's swimming in money doing those jobs.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, just quickly, the more you take, the more you leave behind.
Mm.
What am I?
The more you take. What is it with these riddles at this time of the morning?
No, Rosie, it's okay, Rise.
It's just a brain starter.
It's all right, Rise. I've come prepared. All right, just wait.
Good, okay.
Bear with me, Rise. I've come prepared. Anyway, we'll get back to Tanya's.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Oh, my ADHD brain. I usually
come
nail
on,
these.
You usually get these.
The more you take.
Yeah, the more you leave behind.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
What am I? Pain in the ass, I know, but what am I?
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
I'm happy to leave it on pain in the ass.
Okay.
What is it? Come on.
Footsteps.
Oh, come on.
That's pretty deep. That's right. Pretty deep.
You know how she's been doing this a lot to us?
Yeah.
I came prepared. Tanya?
What?
What are the 2 days that nothing can be done? Nothing can be done. What are the 2 days?
Yesterday and tomorrow.
Well done.
Oh, jeez.
Gosh, she's back to pain in the ass.
Back to pain in the ass big time. Hey, yesterday, Tanya actually gave me some homework. Remember how she asked you that question, Steve, on air about repeat after me?
And you did it with the kids?
I did it with Stella.
And?
I've got the audio here. Do you want to have a listen to it? It goes for about 16 seconds.
Hey, Stella.
Yeah?
Repeat after me.
You ready? Okay, you ready? Repeat exactly after me.
Yeah.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
What comes next?
What comes next?
Damn it!
I've got to work out.
Too clever for you. The 10-year-old nailed it.
Hang on, I'm just working out. I'll just work it out for you, mate.
Yeah,
about $1,000 a month, ADHD meds. But you can get a program.
How cool is that?
And then she said, suck eggs. But I cut that bit off. Tenure and Steve. the Triple M. Another brain teaser this time tomorrow.
Look, there's a lot of chatter around, and you probably see it. I'm curious whether you're kind of like a moth to a flame with articles about the Olympic Games because it's held in your home state, being, you know, Queensland and Brisbane.
Yeah, no.
No, you don't read them?
The latest one I read was, you know, like Lang Park, meaning Suncorp and Woolloongabba, the Gabba and all that. It was like where they're going to hold all the big things. That was the other. What have you got?
Well, there's chatter around that the politicians in Queensland have even investigated pulling out of the Olympic Games for 2032 because of the cost.
Yes.
They're reviewing lots of proposals. One proposal that they want to scrap is the $2.7 billion rebuild of the Gabba.
That was it, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Too old.
Yeah, and there's so much. We're talking billions now.
Yeah.
It used to be millions when we were talking Sydney.
Yeah.
You know, here we are 24 years later for a 32 games, and everything's billions. And honestly, we can't afford it.
And I know, you know, how much you guys love it and everything. I don't dislike it. I enjoy it. But you guys really loved it. But it does, in the current climate of the world, you got to kind of look at where it sits.
Oh, I agree.
Why don't they have it in London every year? Like, every 4 years, you know what I mean? Like,
just somewhere one where big it's place. Already set up.
Yeah, set up already.
Oh, look, and you're right, I do love it, but not when we're facing a housing crisis like we're currently doing. Can you imagine if you're in the situation where you're renting around that state come 2032,
uh-huh.
12 months prior, you watch them trying to up rents and, you know, it's going to be a nightmare for people.
Interesting too, if they did anything like Sydney, all of a sudden there's buses coming through the city with on the front tickets to paradise, and all the homeless people get on there and disappear.
I mean, Sydney was a standout, and the world still says it's not just Australians because we loved it so much. It was one of the best games ever presented.
I reckon that had something to do with timing and where the world was at the time.
Definitely,
too. Just everything fit. Everything worked perfectly.
We weren't in the crisis of, like, you know, immigration so high that there's no housing and we weren't talking about those things.
No.
So,
it was 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. 24
years ago.
So,
that will be forming part of the news cycle for, I reckon, years to come.
Mm-hmm. Where's this one this year?
Paris.
Paris, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, they've had them before. But I'm presuming they've spent gazillions getting that all sorted.
Everybody does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And unlike us, who've made use of home bush and everything around it, a lot of people are left with big white elephants after it.
Yeah, that is true. Get it up here, you're fine. Have the opening at number 2 stadium there in Newcastle. Well, they were even actually, I think it was the Gabba, they changed, but then it wasn't Suncorp. There was another ground they were talking about building a bigger stadium and everything. But they said it only held 35,000.
Yeah.
I thought, well...
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, it's too late now. Can you pull out?
Yeah.
I suppose you can. They did out the Commonwealth Games, didn't they?
Well, if they pull out, it's $500 million. That's a fine that they have to pay the Olympic Committee. And there's already $3 billion in federal funding that Queensland would then miss out on.
Okay.
So they've probably, you know...
Too far down the rabbit hole.
Maybe.
Even in the big world of that kind of thing internationally, it's like, no, you won't be getting your deposit back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, $500 million.
Paris has spent 4.5 billion euros.
There you go.
So what's that, almost 10, or like 8... $1 million?
Yeah, 9 million.
$9 billion, sorry.
Yeah. Why, the Parisians love those tourists trying to speak French. Yeah, merci beaucoup, mate.
It's Tenure and Steve. We're going to Won't Sing Wednesday for you next.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Tenure and Steve are here. Triple M breakfast.
Tenure and Steve's Wednesday. Yep, this is what it is. It's a Won't Sing Wednesday. So Steve's turn today to give us some lyrics of a song. You've just got to identify what song it is to pick up the prize, which is a double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour.
I've even gone a little bit non-Steve.
Good.
Oh, righto.
No, I just mean it'll mix it up a bit.
I know, it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's something people wouldn't expect, I don't think.
Yes.
Maybe a song I like. but yeah, it is a bit.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
You've got a ring, though. We can't give you the lyrics until you phone us up and get on the phone to have a crack.
1-333-53, give us a call. Barnsley's back, bigger and better than ever, ready to rock Rocha State alongside the Living End, Birds of Tokyo and more. Saturday, April 6th, tickets at Ticketmaster, or just solve the lyrics that Steve's about to give you.
All right. Well, let's go with Shane first. G'day, Shane.
How you going, Tanya?
Very well.
All right, Shane, here they are, mate. Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now.
Nah, no idea, sorry.
Say it again. Don't try to fight the feeling.
Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now.
It's so hard when you say it like that. We've got Janine from Redhead right now.
Hello, Janine.
Good morning. How are we all?
Very well. Have a listen.
Here we go, Janine. Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
No, I don't either. Thank you, Janine. Let's go with Jake. Gates said hello, Jake.
Do you know it, Jake, or do you want it again?
Yeah, I want it again, mate.
Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now.
Oh, is it the song by The Outcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
is it Hey Ya?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Hey Ya!
Nice one, Jake.
Wow.
Well done, Jake. You're off to the Red Hot Summer Tour with Jimmy Barnes. It is going to be great. Jimmy Barnes, The Living End, Birds of Tokyo, Pete Murray, Casey Chambers, Mahalia Barnes. Wow, list is endless. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, good.
Go on, yeah, Jake.
Well done, Jake. This was the lyrics you gave us.
Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now.
Often when I'm such doing a bit of housework, right, I just go, Alexa, just play anything.
Yeah.
And I found myself doing a little bit of cleaning whilst doing a bit of booty shaking because this came on and I went, I don't mind this.
Have you noticed that we've come away from the yeah, nah a little bit? Remember Australia and Australians?
Nah.
Yeah, we went through that huge period of time.
Do you think it's fading a little
bit? I do. Okay. Absolutely, I do.
Righto.
Just in general conversation with people. Yeah, nah. That was massive. They even did TV commercials on it.
Oh, I agree. I just have noticed it go away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have.
Right.
Yeah, just on that when we were playing Hey Ya.
Yep.
It reminded me.
I
wanted to bring it up long ago going, have you noticed the demise of the Yeah Nah?
Has that been replaced with I don't know anything?
Probably.
Ooh, yes.
Probably.
It's my fingernails on the blackboard and hey, I'm a grade 9 dropout, everyone.
I know.
All right? So I'm not trying to be over intellectual or anything like that. But really?
I know.
When my sister looks at this, I don't know anything. I look and go, I'm sorry.
There's a G on the end.
Year 9, sis. There's no K.
But I don't know what it grates on me too, Steve, but it's the way I've given up, to be quite honest.
When they read newsreaders are doing it, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
It has become part of the language.
You're absolutely right about that. As far as journalists concerned, doing reports from spots going anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, really? Where's the news editor to kick you up the bum?
He's 12. she's 11.
Dave Dolan wouldn't let him get away with that. No. Dave Dolan would give him a slap across the head.
That's right. And then they run straight to HR for bullying.
Yes,
and he gets fired. That'll teach him.
Oh, no.
I know what you're... But I haven't noticed the... Yeah, nah. I'd still claim, have you noticed we all do that? But you reckon it's fading a bit?
I do. Okay. I could be completely wrong, but I actually did mean to bring it up to you guys months ago.
Yeah.
I don't hear it as much as I used to.
Little things that have climbed into our language, and again, some from ads and everything, and this has not gone away, and it's not an ancient old Australian thing, but it's like, all good.
Yes.
That's new in the world. You know, it really is new in the world of, it's like, hey, all good, don't worry
all
about
good.
It.
Yeah.
That went round about the yeah, nah.
I tell you what I have noticed creeping in, with parents in particular, good job.
Oh, don't.
Because it's so American.
If it's said with an accent.
Good job.
So American.
J-A-R-B.
Good job.
Yeah, I do hear parents saying to their kids,
I do too.
Good job.
Yes.
And it's like, wow, that was the domain of the Yanks.
Well,
and now we've adopted it.
Big time too, when I had Karen's sister out. She's from Canada. Australian.
Yeah.
But last 10 years Canada.
Yeah.
And the kids were around about the 8-year-old, and that's all I heard of for about
good
2 weeks.
Good job.
Good job.
And it's Canadian.
Yeah.
You hear that here too?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
Yeah. Oh, well, proves I don't know anything.
McDonald Jones, they are our sponsor, and they've been building homes in the Hunter for almost 40 years.
And right now they're building more into their homes than ever before.
Yeah, that's right, with double glazed windows. They've got solar there, electric car charging happening, energy efficient appliances. It's all in there.
Yeah, so now that is really building better. If you want to find out more detail, head out to a McDonald Jones Hunter display home or
check them out online, mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Now,
oh, hang on, crank that up. Love that music.
James Bond. It's been 15 years of Daniel Craig playing James
Is
Bond.
Is that right?
Yeah, 15 years.
No, I wouldn't have called 15. Wow.
We know his time has come to an end, but what we've been waiting for the last 3 years, because that's the last movie that came out 2021, is
right.
Who will be the new James Bond?
Oh, yeah.
And it was announced last night that there is a firm offer on the table and this guy just has to say yes. We've had names bandied around like Idris Elba.
Yeah, I love him.
Yes.
The black actor, yep.
You were wanting who? Cillian Murphy to get the role?
No, I thought he might. Oh. I've always thought Tom Hardy will kill it.
Tom Hardy?
Would absolutely kill it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's none of the above.
Okay.
It's this bloke.
It's sophisticated. It's
cross-hybridized with other fruit. They're adaptable. Like me.
Do you recognize that voice in that scene from the movie Bullet Train?
Oh, with
Brad Pitt's the new Bond? Brad Pitt?
No.
You know what? No.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Here's a photo for you, Steve. I've got it on the screen.
Remember, he was good in Bullet Train.
I know his face too. Yeah. Yes. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
That's down there on the left.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Go second row
he
left.
He is funny in that.
In the black and white there, left.
We're doing it again, gang. We're showing photos and pointing on radio.
There's a photo I'm just showing Steve.
Gotcha.
He's got his Bond look on,
He's probably more of a character actor that if you popped up, you go, oh, him and him and him.
Well, he was Kick-Ass in Kick-Ass.
That's how long he's been
around. Well over a decade.
Jeez, it's a big, like, pretty good for him as well.
Can you play that grab tan you got for us again, though? I just want to hear something, right?
Here it is.
It's sophisticated. It's cross-hybridized with other fruit. They're adaptable.
That's it.
Like me.
Ask me my name.
What's your name?
Bond. James Bond. Well, you're right. I'm 007. I'm like an agent, aren't I?
Well, no, he can bung it on because he's done some period pieces as well that he comes off as a spiffy English gent. So
to be or not to be, that's the question, isn't it then?
So, I put it up on Insta last night, put a little poll up.
Yeah.
And so far, it's 77% saying, yeah, definitely, he's a great choice.
Okay. He's got a good face.
He does.
He's very handsome.
And I must say, when they announced Daniel Craig as the new Bond, I was like, really?
Oh, you know what? Same.
Yeah, I wasn't convinced.
I absolutely put him in my top Bond.
100% now.
I'd go Sean Connery. He's even before my time. You know, it's because of how it, you know, Sean Connery invented Bond, James Bond, and the martini thing.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a tough Bond? Because look, he's got a bit of stubble in a lot of these photos. Yeah. Or will he be clean cut Bond? Or
that's the way they're. Unlike the '70s Bond, who's just a womanizer.
He'll be a sexy, stubbly Bond, I'd say.
Yeah.
A bit of like wave because he's got wavy hair as well. So
you know, at the time when he was announced as Bond, I thought, yeah, perfect. It was like it was written for him to be Bond.
Mm.
And it was, and I always forget his name, but you know him, famous Irish actor from Remington Steele. He was Bond for quite.
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce, right? It didn't work for me.
No,
funnily enough.
No, it didn't have the oomph.
I thought, oh yeah, got it.
Yeah.
And then it was like,
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm still getting over the fact that Daniel Craig's been doing it that long.
15 years.
And he changed it up to being a bit more Mission Impossible, a bit more Tom Cruise-y, Jack Reacher-y.
Well, a little bit about Aaron Taylor Johnson. He's 33 years old and he's been happily married for about 10 years. So he got married when he was very young, early 20s, to Sam Taylor Johnson, who's a director. And Sam, drum roll, is 57 years old.
Wow, 33 and 57.
Yeah, 24 years in the diff between them.
I'm not over-convinced that needed the drum roll.
it's very rare, though, isn't it? For a 24-year age gap between a woman and a man, where she's the older one.
I'd love to meet him. High five!
High five!
Yeah, well played, sir.
Yeah.
Well played.
Anyway, there you go. There's your new Bond, if he accepts the gig.
Little bit of goss. Oh, hang on. Oh, he's been offered it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he hasn't signed on the dotted line yet?
No.
Oh, we've got him playing Bond already.
Get back on Sportsbet for Tom Hardy, mate.
Okay, I will.
$100 on Tom Hardy.
Okay, I will.
And not the guy whose name I've already forgotten.
I said that at the start. He's been offered the gig.
Oh.
We're just waiting for him to say yes.
We're boys, you know we don't listen.
Bloody hell.
Okay, well, he's...
Well, he's dead to us, this guy, already, until he signs on the dotted line.
I like him.
Yeah. So do I. I think it's a smart choice
to do someone a little bit left.
Exactly.
And they're not going to kind of picture him in something else, because, like, a lot of people haven't probably seen him in a lot of things.
Yeah, well, I'm still waiting for Jenny Bond.
Not a woman.
It's going to happen still one
waiting.
Day.
No,
it's
going to
happen one day.
Cannot
Jamie
happen.
Bond.
Don't. Jamie Bond.
There you go. No. You know, not going to happen?
I don't think so. You can't do that.
You haven't seen Doctor Who or Ghostbusters?
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Tanya and Steve Hill's Triple M breakfast. Travel all over the countryside. Travel and Holidaying 101 with Quentin Long from Australian Traveller.
Hello, Quentin.
Morning, Tanya.
Hello, mate.
Steve, how are you?
Very well.
Have you been travelling lately?
I'm about to take off to Portugal, actually, next week. So, a bit excited about that. I haven't been to Portugal before, so it'll be really quite exciting. Everyone tells me that I love Lisbon and Porto, so I'm really looking forward to it.
I bet you are. when you're away, do you use your Google Maps?
I do. I love Google Maps. I think Google Maps has made travel so really easy and interesting, but I don't use it in the way most people think about it, which is to do, you know, like, oh, can you tell me how to get from here to there? Sometimes I do that if I want to check whether the taxi is going to take me the right way, which helps, you know, when you get a bit sus on a taxi in a foreign country. But what I do is I put all the – because I'm a nerd about it, I research the hell out about a destination, and I put all the pins – and create a map and say, here's all the places I could possibly want to go. And that way, when I'm in the destination, I can see that, oh, I'm just near this place, which is actually something I wanted to check out. And it actually helps you a lot in knowing that you don't have to go everywhere, but it gives you the opportunities when you're there. So if you haven't used the save the place and created a map, use it before you go to a destination, because it gives you lots of like key places you want to check out that you've researched yourself. Don't rely on it to give you a hotel or a restaurant or something like that, because that's I wouldn't trust the crowdsourcing as much. But it's really useful when you've done your own research and you can put those locations on a map and then find them. I've got one that I share with everyone for New York, for example. And that's the other thing, is you can say, here's all the places I thought about going to in New York, and then you can share it to people who are going to that destination as well.
I always do it with restaurants and things like that, but not for the review. But
yes.
You just plug in the restaurant and boom, it shows you where you are.
Yeah.
It helps so much.
Yeah.
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 But the one danger with it is that you forget to just get lost, right?
Yeah.
True.
And that's the other thing. You want to wander around great walking cities, and a lot of cities are great walking cities. Like, I'm again going back to New York. Nothing better than wandering around getting lost. And so when you're lost and you go, oh, where actually am I? And you can say, oh, this is right near this place that I looked up and I thought was going to be quite interesting. Maybe I'll go check it out now.
I must say, I do like your map pin idea, because I hadn't thought of doing it that way, and I end up with about 30 screenshots of things that I've gone, here will be my destination, and that's the little map, and how far. Yeah. So that collates all that sort of stuff into one area. I do like that.
Yeah. Tanya, the really nerdy thing is, before I put them all on a map, they're in a spreadsheet.
Quentin, you've brought shame upon the show.
Not at all. I love it.
I'm sorry, both of you. Right, you do something.
Do you know what's really funny is my wife is the complete opposite.
Yeah.
She turns up to a destination, just wanders around blindly.
Thank God that's why you're still together,
God.
Mate. That's why you're still together.
And that's why it works.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing is, she turns to me and goes, you're the travel guy, you sort it out. And I was like, okay, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, just before we let you go, how did you react to the whole Virgin allowing pets on planes? Do you think it's a gimmick, or do you think people will take advantage?
I think people will have a go. Based on my experience in the US, where there's a lot more animals on planes, I think this was smart. It's a good business decision, because something like, you know, 70% of us own a pet. And the biggest search on Airbnb and stays is pet-friendly accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
And so putting those two things together, you can see that there is a market for people who are taking their animals with them on holidays or travels. And so doing it in a smart way that doesn't upset other passengers on the aircraft is probably a smart way to go. I think it just gives them a slight edge in getting that extra 5% of market share that they're after.
It's interesting, isn't it, with, as you say, but the stays with the animals. Part of that, I mean, yes, we want to take our animals, but a big part of that was because it just got too expensive to board them.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And so it's like, we've got to, it's got cheaper to bring them.
Yeah.
Sneaking into the Sheraton's hard, but if you put a hat on, on your Rottweiler.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, there's a hotel in Sydney where you can bring any animal you like as long as it fits in their lift. And so at the launch of it, it's Hotel Pinto. At the launch of it, they had llamas there. They're like, look, the llama fits in the lift. You can bring your llama.
Oh, I love it.
What a good theory.
It is good. Yeah.
If you can fit in the lift, you can stay at our hotel.
Yeah. Here's my mini rhinoceros.
Yeah, wow.
Good to chat. Enjoy Portugal. Be safe, and we'll talk soon. Thanks, Quentin.
Excellent. Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
Better let you get back to your spreadsheets, you nerd.
Quentin Long, founder of AustralianTraveller.com.
Do you guys do that? Like when you're about to go to a place, do you like research the hell out of it, or do you want to kind of be a little bit surprised when you're there? You know what I mean?
I do a booklet for everybody with photos and restaurants and all sorts of fun stuff.
I can't add to that. I do a lot of research. No booklet. But, yeah, I do. I over-research.
Yeah, you do. You
I'm
love
the
it.
Same as tea.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, that's part of the fun.
Of course it is. It's the lead-up. It's almost like Christmas.
Yeah.
The lead-up is the best bit.
Nothing like spending 10 grand going overseas and saying to the person, what do you want to do? I don't know. Well, that was worth it, wasn't it?
I want to tell you a story.
Oh, I know. Love that.
I say the kids, Lorcan and his girlfriend, coming down for Easter.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Haven't seen them since Christmas.
Mm.
Anyway, because it was her birthday recently and it's Michael's, my husband's birthday, I thought I'll book a nice restaurant for the four of us to go out to.
Yeah.
And I've done that. But when in the process of booking, and I did not know this was a thing, I was asked, did I want to have the window seats or one of the window seats?
Oh, you're going to have dinner in Jetstar?
Yeah.
You're going to go have dinner in a flight, are you?
Well, it was, that's kind of how it was framed. Do you want, like, the view,
how
window
much?
With a view? And I kind of went, yeah, I do. And it was $10 extra per person.
Come on.
I've never heard of that.
I know. I didn't know it was happening in Newcastle.
That's a window tip.
Yeah.
So that's $40.
I've already paid for the pleasure of sitting next to the window.
Wait until
because it's a special occasion.
Yeah, but wait until you get there and they've forgotten or they've got it mixed up.
Don't say that.
And they sit you down and you go, excuse me, I paid $40 for the window seat. Yeah, sorry. did you read the fine print? Yeah, no, I gave it to a mate. really?
Yeah, so that is happening.
Okay.
And I don't object because I really do want that seat and I'm happy to pay for it.
But
I didn't know that was happening.
But it changes. It's where the world sits, though. It changes everything.
Yeah.
It's like first in best dress or whatever it is, because now it's like, oh, sorry, if you can't afford a window seat.
Yeah.
It changes.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It does. That's, it used to be first in best dress for things like that, didn't it?
And now it's about,
how much money.
You know. What?
I know.
What's next? Oh,
well,
do you want
to? This is why I bring
you
it up.
A plate? Because we got a plate, usually we just, give it to you in a sack.
Well, but this is why I bring it up.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, look, at first I was like, really? Is this the way the world, but this is where the world is. So what else are you happy to pay for a bit of an upgrade with?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to have a bit of fun. Let's not take this too serious.
Mm.
But what would you pay a few bucks extra for to get a better service, a better seat? What is it?
1-333-53, call us now. We'd love to talk to you.
Because it's not unusual when you think about the movies. We used to all pay for the same seat at the movies.
True.
Now you're paying for either you want to go to the Titan screen or you want to go to Gold Lounge.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is creeping into other areas of our lives, not just travel.
No, it's a bunch of suits sitting around going, how can we extract some more cash from them?
Exactly.
Coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
So you're dead right, but I will tell anyone, I would rob an armored guard truck to get the money if I go to a theme park Fast pass.
Fast pass.
That is something. How much? Don't care. I'm not waiting 12 hours.
Yeah. Like, don't they sell so many fast passes these days that like the fast pass line is now long as well? Or do they limit the fast passes?
Right. You're getting the medium pass.
I reckon they must have to limit it, Roz, because any time I've used a fast pass.
It's been fast?
It has been. Well, there you go. You literally walk off the ride and straight back onto it with a fast pass.
While you're going past the people in the queue flipping the bird.
But
that, I know, it's funny you just bring that straight into my head. Anyone who'll listen, I tell.
Yeah, get the fast pass.
Don't know if the world's at the Gold Coast. This is a bit weird, but I mean, the Disneylands and all that kind of gear, it's, you go through.
Yeah. Phones are quiet, so I don't know whether you can, whether it's a hard one to think about. What else is there would you pay an upgrade for?
Okay.
I know you hate queuing, so I was thinking any queues you would be happy to pay.
But to be honest, in your case, I would do what you did.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to a place with a view and I'm sitting and not having a view.
That's my attitude.
Waste of time.
Yeah. Have you paid for it already?
I've paid for it already.
Yeah, well, or I'd get angry and just go, bugger you lot.
Yeah.
But one of the, you know what I mean? But I get that it costs extra, but I'm not going there if I haven't got a view.
Absolutely. The whole reason for it is A, good food, but B, that view, it's incredible view.
You know what? They've been doing it in Bali for a long time because, like, if you go to, like, a beach club or something, there's, like, minimum million rupees spend if you want to sit there. So,
really?
Say 200, say 200 bucks or something like that. Yeah. So it's like, if you want to sit here, you have to spend at least $200 for the afternoon or whatever. So they have been doing it overseas.
That's how it rolls in Bali, or have a brother who knows the owner.
Grant's at Thornton. G'day, Grant. What would you pay extra for?
Well, we've actually just come back. It's the same overseas. We've just come back from Malaysia. We did a trip to Penang and Langkawi. And over there, the same. You pay extra to go into the fast line.
Yep.
We did a trip up on Penang Hill, which is a major tourist attraction over there. And it was great. Paid the extra couple of ringgit to jump in the fast line and walk past that 90 people to get onto the train track first before anybody else.
Yes.
I love it.
It's just worth it.
It is.
Thanks, Grant.
As you said, me not liking queuing, but even above that, it's just, why hang around?
Yeah. Chris is in Vasey. What would you pay extra for, Chris?
I think I already pay enough, but a doctor's appointment.
I know what you're talking about, Chris, when you get an upgrade and you actually physically see the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy.
You get in less than an hour, mate.
Imagine if it got to that.
Oh,
though.
Don't put it out there, Chris.
Most of the time, if you do ring the doctor, it is kind of urgent, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you would pay more if you could go, we can slot you in 90 minutes or something.
Absolutely.
I think you'll find it's called health insurance, everyone.
Jaden's at Tomago. Jaden, what would you pay extra for?
Right. If you're on the phone to Optus or Telstra, you want to skip to the queue straight away.
Yeah.
So instead of being on hold for 4 hours.
Notice every one of them is waiting.
Yeah.
One view.
Yeah.
The rest is waiting.
Completely.
Time ball.
Point, Jaden.
Love that. Jaden, I think that helps. No, you don't have to bring him back, but that helps if you're, you got those gold, silver, bronze thingies. Because I pay so much for my phone bills. I'm a gold person now.
Right.
And they do actually ring you back pretty quick one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just a player, but
I was actually ringing my health fund the other day, and they did that really funny recorded message going, your call is important to us. Oh, God, I laugh.
Allison's at Toronto.
Oh, we've got an Andrew, sorry.
Oh, sorry,
here.
Andrew's at Aberglasson.
What would you pay more for? What's your upgrade, Andrew?
A green light path. You know, you plan your trip, you know where the lights are, and you can make them all green so you get there quick enough.
Andrew, we are all in a bloody hurry, aren't we? We are all in a hurry to get to our window view.
Absolutely. Allison, Toronto, what would you upgrade?
To be able to get into the woman's toilet much quicker at a concert or an event.
I love it.
Don't, Alison, I guarantee you Ticketmaster just heard you.
So you buy your concert ticket and you buy a toilet ticket at the same time and you get the special use of the women free toilet. I love it.
Yes, please.
I don't know. I reckon everyone should just rock up with Depends. Sit there and enjoy the concert.
But there you go.
Everything was time poor. Everything was get me ahead of the line.
Yeah. Yep.
Paying extra for, or apart from the view.
Apart from my view,
Oh, I still can't get over. We're now paying for views in restaurants.
I know.
What about now that we have to pay, and I know this has been going on for ages, you have to pay for economy seats just to book the seat on the plane.
Yeah.
And it's like $60 a seat sometimes.
Oh, overseas.
Overseas,
yeah.
But then you've got to book, say, if you've got a family of four, that's four times 60. two legs, that's another two. It's insane.
I know.
It's the whole world has just raised a whole. What I like is it's raised a whole bunch of just questions we never used to get asked. Like with you, Tanya. Yeah. Okay, you'd like plates too, and with you, right? So the family want to sit together.
It's crazy.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up, loud and clear, 'cause Tanya Rand's keeping it triple M
breakfast. Yeah, birthday party. At Harrigan's at Cameron Park, April 18. It's going to be a fantastic night.
Oh, yeah. Always have fun. And just look, and as everyone says, no, if you've been to one, it's just our chance to meet you and say good day and thanks.
Blow out some birthday candles, hopefully. Kirsten's at Shortland and you're coming.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I've been trying for the last 2 weeks. It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, we'll look forward to meeting you. And who are you going to? Who else are we going to meet when we meet you, Kirsten?
Oh, you're going to meet my fabulous husband.
Oh,
I'm going to bring him along.
What's his name?
His name's Paul. Nice. We've just come back from Las Vegas, so I think I should treat him to that.
Oh.
yeah, that's a high benchmark.
What were you doing there? You didn't see the NRL by chance, did you?
We did see the NRL over there, but he was actually boxing in the Australian Masters team.
Oh, nice.
Wow, how'd he go?
He didn't win, but he gave it his all. That's all that matters.
You came second, Kirsten, is what you should say.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Sphere thing?
We didn't.
Okay.
We ran out of money.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get it. I'm always curious because I actually physically haven't met someone who's been. I've seen it all over YouTube and everything. But
you know, Kirsten, back in the day, they say that Vegas was cheap for meals and drinks. Is it still that way or is it like everywhere else?
No, it's really expensive, actually.
Oh, really?
No. You have to go to a pretty dark street to find the $5 buffet now.
$22 for a box of popcorn at the football.
Oh, my.
Is that American or is that Australian, $22?
That's Australian.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, far out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't help when the dollar's 60-odd cents,
no,
does it?
No, it does not.
No. Yeah, true.
Anyway, well, guess what? We will take care of all the food and drink for you at our party.
Only $20 for a box of popcorn at our party.
Absolutely, oh that's God, right. $2 off for VIPs like you, Kirsten.
That's right.
Well, I'm happy to pay $18.
Ah, no, it's all free. All free. We'll see you there.
Hey, shut up, I heard that.
Thank you.
Good on you, Kirsten. We'll see you there. It is our 10th year birthday party, Harrigan's Cameron Park, your new local for food and fun. If you want an invitation, keep listening throughout the day. You can win them all day here at Triple M.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up, loud and clear, 'cause Tanya Rand's keeping it.
Tanya, your Newcastle Jets gold jersey could soon be a collector's item.
It's very sad, isn't it?
What a bomb the A-League owners dropped yesterday that Newcastle will fold if it isn't sold in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's quick, isn't it?
Well, this was flagged back in October when the Jets officially went on the market, even though they already had been for a few years. No more handouts. This was it. It's going to be sold before Christmas, which then became late January, then February. Now it's mid-March and may not happen at all. I invited the chair of the APL, Stephen Conroy, to come on this morning and clarify the situation with us. He's unavailable, similar with Jets boss Shane Matiski. I did get a statement exactly the same as what other media got, that the Jets are in advanced discussions with a prospective buyer and hopeful this will be resolved in the next few weeks. But, yeah, this is it. Now, it comes out as the Newcastle Jets women play for a final spot this Saturday, and you feel for people like Cass Davis, 150-odd games over 11 years at the club, on the verge of the first final series in 6 years. Could be their last final series.
Being a part of this club through so many hard times, and obviously a hard time that we're going through at the moment with external things out of our control. But to be fair, the girls have done so well to put that stuff aside. We've had a changing coach. We've had players leave. Like, all the things that can happen, we've had. And to show the resilience of the group is a credit to all the players and the staff. Yeah, I'm just really proud of the girls to get to this point in the season, and I think we've thoroughly deserved it.
So they're hoping for 3,000 to 4,000 at the number 2 sports ground on Saturday for their final home game of the season. Could be the last game they play in Newcastle for goodness knows how long. You just can't believe that the APL would be happy to get nothing back for a licence and let this region go unrepresented. But then again, the A-League isn't run by Football Australia. The comp's been independent for the last few years. It's a for-profit company that's churned through cash on and off the field. So maybe they're happy to sit on this licence fee, which is worth heaps on paper, and hold that over any prospective owner if they want to start a team again in the future, even if they want more than what it's worth. I think we all agree it's overpriced. But, yeah, so the next few weeks is that push and pull with people who they're talking to. But if it doesn't get done, that's it.
So sad, isn't it? We've had such a checkered history with football / soccer in this region, going back to the Breakers and even KB United before that. Like, it's peaks and troughs, isn't it?
I wouldn't hold on to that jersey expecting an overseas holiday, though. I'm still trying to sell my Falcons ball.
Yeah.
You know, like even basketball, we've had the same checkered kind of career, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly.
It is sad, yeah.
Mm. Thank you, JR. There's JR Spin on Sports. Thanks to WorkLocker, Warners Bay, and Morissette. They got 25% off cat workwear, and it's for a limited time as well. This is John Farnham now. That's Freedom on Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M.
Now, I've been starting the show for those that aren't up early the last couple of days. I don't know why. It's just I know the kids are doing it. I absolutely know the kids because there's kids in my street that keep bailing me up with a little brain buster.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, they're the little things that I keep asking you guys to start the show.
What was yesterday's? Could you remember like
I can tell you what yesterday's was because Risey went home and tried it on his 10-year-old daughter, Stella.
Oh, yeah, I've got the audio here.
Go on.
Hey, Stella.
Yeah?
Repeat after me.
You ready? Okay, you ready? Repeat exactly after me.
Yeah.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
What comes next?
What comes next?
Damn it!
Stephen, I said four.
Yeah, you both said four.
It boils down to the simple Simon says.
It really is.
And like, you've got to really listen, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. To the instructions.
So we wanted to throw it out. Have you got a little simple brain buster you can stuff us with?
Yeah. 1-3-5-3. Give us a call right now.
Tanya.
Give us a brain buster.
Use your words.
You can stump us with, I should have said.
That's the word. Stump Tanya and Steve right now with a brain buster. 1-3-3-5-3. You know those little sayings that a lot of the kids are doing, you said.
I've got another one for you.
Yeah.
Okay. While people are thinking of their own and giving us a ring, poor people have it. Rich people need it. If you eat it, you die. What is it?
Magic mushies.
No.
Poor people have it.
Poor people have it. Rich people need it. If you eat it, you die. What is it?
Oh, gosh. I've got nothing.
Nah.
What did you say, Risey?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Poor people have nothing. Rich people don't need anything. If you eat it, nothing, you die. Well done.
Oh, if you eat nothing, you die, of course. Oh, my God.
I didn't realise you could make a brain teaser or a political statement. That's quite a good summary on the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you've got a little brain buster, we'd love to hear from you. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call right now.
All right, Aiden at Toronto. Fire away, mate. What's yours?
What's the opposite of always coming to take me down?
Always coming to take me down?
What's the opposite of always coming to take me down? Never going to take me up?
You got one word there wrong.
Okay.
Never take me down. Never going to take you out.
This is something that the internet generation is going to get.
You're having a good time, mate.
I don't know about you guys, but you do realise that Aiden just sounded like a mad professor?
You did.
Give us the answer.
Never going to get you up.
Going to get you up.
That's a bloody Rick Astley song, mate.
Get you up. You've just been Rickrolled.
Rickrolled. There we go. We got Rickrolled. Thank you, Aiden.
Oh, that's cute.
Tenure is Steve. If an electric train's travelling south, so it's going south.
Oh, no, this is not a maths one, is it?
Okay, so if an electric train's going south, which way is the smoke going?
They don't blow it.
It's electric.
Smoke.
Yeah. We're not that stupid.
Risey, let me just have a look here.
Well played,
yes, guys. It was year one we were asked that one, too.
I do remember that.
It really
year two.
Was, wasn't it?
I swear it was like year one or year two.
Yeah.
Mark's at East Maitland. That's just padded for the next call.
I was about to say, but nice stretching, mate, because they haven't got too many. Mark, come on, give us one.
Righto. A cowboy rides into town on Friday and he leaves 3 days later on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
How'd he do it?
His horse was called Friday.
You know it.
No, I don't know it. I'm just
looking it up, Mark. That was year two I've heard that one.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Good on you, mate. Mark.
There you go. The kids who are apparently making it cool must be digging them up from somewhere.
But isn't it cute when kids come at you with this sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I've got another one.
Oh, right. Gosh, yep.
What can you hold in your right hand but never in your left hand?
I'll go easy on this one, right?
It's much harder in the left hand. Yeah.
Say it again.
What can you hold in your right hand but never in your left hand? No idea?
No.
Where's your ADHD brain? It's supposed to be working with these things.
Oh, I'm still blown away by the calls. And the mad Professor Aiden.
I know. Your left hand.
You can't hold your...
You can hold your left hand in your right hand, but you can't hold your left hand in your left hand.
Oh, gotcha.
All right.
See, again, when you ask these things, your brain goes to a quick
absolutely
answer. It's like you just pause and think, don't you?
Oh, look, it's a game for all the family.
I still love the excitement on Risey's face when he did the electric tray one.
I've got another one. You ready for another one?
Oh, no, Risey. Okay, here you go. Embarrass yourself again.
Tanya? Steve, what has a face and two hands...
A watch.
But no arms or legs.
Oh my God!
Oh, look at this one, T.
It's a bloody watch.
Look at this one.
It's a bloody watch.
You and I were asked that one before dinosaurs.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home.
I've been in the number plate business lately, as you well know, T. Just updating and everything. So
I'm inspired my husband to get his done.
Has he got his yet?
No, he's still waiting.
I put my new ones on. I'm telling you now, it raised the value of my car $50.
It looks good.
Anyway, I'm looking a bit more. Normally, I don't pay much attention. I was behind this car yesterday, and I read something, and I've never, ever seen it. You guys may have, because I don't really look much at number plates. Mm. You guys may have seen this. Never have I seen this, and I'm curious as to why, how, where, okay?
Right.
On the below the number plate, there is an official sign. It's not all handwritten. It's like a proper sign. And it says, this vehicle is GPS monitored and will not exceed the speed limit.
Oh.
Never seen that before, ever.
Okay, good. I thought, what's going on there?
Can I see it again?
What up with that?
So it won't allow the car to go more than 60 k's.
Yeah,
if it's a 60 kilometer
it says it's GPS monitored, it won't exceed the speed limit. I'm going, okay, so is that a work car? And the company's going, don't you speed? Mm. Is that a, you're on a licensed probation? I've never seen it before.
Neither have I.
Oh, I just gave Tanya my phone. Don't swipe left, mate.
Quick, have a look, Tanya.
No, but I'm curious.
That's really interesting. Does anyone know this vehicle is GPS monitored and will not exceed the speed limit?
133-53. Give us a call right now if you know what you're talking about. Maybe what you said, Steve, maybe there's conditions on the license and they have to do that.
It makes sense, but we've never heard of it.
No.
133-53, if you know this, we've never seen this kind of sign on the bottom of the number plate, it looks like.
I like, because it was really telling you, not going to speed.
Yeah.
Stop beating your horn.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be. But yeah, there's got to be a reason for it, or do they not want to lose points, so they put it on themselves?
I don't know.
To justify.
It's a really good question.
Never heard of it.
133-53, give us a call if you know what this is for. I think we might have an answer.
It's not just a sticker. It's actually almost like your number plate, an official tinny sign.
Matt East Maitland, do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's they're all on National Pacific vehicles.
The train? Is that the train people?
The train people. They're all... Every one of them.
For the reason being of not being booked or fined for speeding or what?
Mate, I'd say they're just paranoid.
So are these executive vehicles, are they?
Yeah, they're all, every one of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And is this the only company that's doing it that you know, Matt?
Mate, there's probably a bunch of companies out there, but we just don't take notice of them.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Matt.
This was on a Toyota RAV.
Yeah.
On a Mercedes or a work car.
Well, Will's at Macquarie Hills. Can you add to it, Will? Because Matt just said they're on National Pacific or Pacific National vehicles.
Yeah, we use them on our trucks as well.
For what company?
For Flynn Haulage and Earthmoving at Hinton.
And why do you do that? Because you want your drivers to know that if they exceed the speed limit, they'll be penalised?
It's a requirement that they can't speed so that we can then... We get an alert from our GPS tracker.
Right,
that tells us
when they've exceeded the speed limit.
Okay.
And what happens when they do exceed, or if they do exceed?
Once we get the report, if it's a repeat offence type of thing, then go to the driver and say, look, you know, you're starting to be a bit over the top on your speeds, and we can go from there with some sort of disciplinary action if it's needed.
Okay.
So it's almost, you're almost saving them their licence, but it's also saving the company money.
That's correct.
Yeah. Right. And does it work well, Will?
Very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It just makes people go, no, don't. Look, I'm on the GPS. I can't.
Yeah. Thank you. Right. Thanks for calling.
There you go. Isn't it funny? So that's been going around, but none of us noticed, and I've only noticed because of my recent number plate buy.
Yeah, now you're looking at
now
other
I'm just
number plates.
Kind of looking a little bit more than I ever would before.
Well,
never
really
seen it. I thought one of you might have.
No, never.
All right.
No.
Well, there you go. You see it now, you know, because you listen to the Tenure and Steve show.
Is that opening the path for police to just sit in a room somewhere and go, hello? Stephen's speeding today because our GPS just clocked him.
Oh, Tanya.
And then you just get a fine. Does it open the gates for that?
It doesn't open it. You just gave it to them. Now they're busy going, how do we get that done? We won't have to leave the bloody cop shop.
Unpredictable weather impacts water supplies. Thanks for making smart water choices. From Hunter Water. On the line.
Saved this from yesterday because I gave you the heads up that water bill was coming in.
Yeah, did you get it? Because I got mine.
I got okay. What was yours?
I think my water bill's around 350.
Yeah, mine averages around 295-ish to 300.
Yep.
It was 465.
Okay.
So that's $165 of water that leaked out of my tap while I was on the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, poured out of my tap.
Yeah.
But
not as bad as what it could have been.
Well, yeah, but remember that I'm away also for those 10 days. So that's like, it's usually less.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, but there you go. Like, it just that's $165 worth of water.
Mm.
How do they price water?
Well, it has it has a unit rate. So
yeah.
It just depends on how much you use.
It's like water when you're in a petrol station, a bottle of water. Anyways, so that's what it turned out.
Mm, okay. Well, not as bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it's fine.
And what do you think about the axing of Jackson Hastings? Because it seems like that's the biggest talking point in NRL at the moment.
Yeah, all South Sacks, they're half. It's almost like some coaches, I think, might feel like they need to do something to show some action.
Yeah. What is being discussed is it was revealed yesterday that Jackson, after he was told by Adam O'Brien, that he elected not to train with the New South Wales Cup side and decided to go home instead.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Said, you know, hit him with the news and it's like, if he doesn't turn up today, it's not good, but if he just went home yesterday, it's like, fair enough.
Well,
consume the news and then get back into it.
Absolutely, because, I mean, when you look at what he did last year and, you know, I know we're trying to make three go into two at the moment, but I don't think there should be a pile-on about the going home, because it would have been a bit, sucker punch to the gut.
Exactly.
Of course it is. And not even last year. You know, this is the last four games. So, anyway, but I totally agree with you. But it's social media now. It's a pile on for anything.
Yeah. That injury as well. The syndesmosis injuries. I know two people have had that. And it's worse than a broken leg a lot of times to come back from. So I would not be surprised if he's just been dealing with it. Because he might still be a little bit tender. Yep. You never know.
Yeah. Mm. But, you and I were saying, I don't think it was Jackson. Something else we were talking about during the week. But it's so easy for people to just throw out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're in your job. And a bloke walks in and a woman walks in and goes, yeah, look, you know that one mistake you made last week? We've decided to dump you.
You're out.
You'd bitch all day.
Of course you would. Yeah, it's tough.
But it's weird when you're just watching it.
Yeah.
You know, the glass houses we all live in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to get your head around, isn't it? So, yeah, that again, like news cycle, that'll blow over, won't it? And we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Cog is great. Hastings is great. Yeah. We've just got to find that combination, don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
And we didn't exactly lose by a lot last week.
One point.
We were hardly flogged. You know what I mean, too?
Yeah.
It's game two.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Plenty of time for him to get back.
Hey, relationship in the toilet? There's a new way of keeping your marriage alive.
Wow, okay. I just don't like the way you said it when you opened up with that, but we're getting back to people that are still together.
Well, yeah, people that are still together.
All right.
There is a new, I guess you'd call it, system of marital happiness, and it's called the 777 rule.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
The seven-year rule used to be that's when you started itching for something different.
Well, it's obviously to make sure that you don't get to that seven-year itch.
Ah.
So the 777 is every 7 days you should make time for a cheap date night. So whether or not that's just taking a couple of hours out, this is always away from the kids.
Yeah.
Right? Just the two of you.
Yeah.
Making sure it might be just going up to the park and getting a pizza and just spending some time together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Every 7 days.
Every 7 days.
Right-o.
So once a week for
every
the cheap day.
Every 7 days? That seems...
I'm hoping the next seven's how much you can spend.
The next seven is this every 7 weeks.
Oh, good.
You spend a good day together, day and a night, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Again, away from the kids, you might go out. Just spend the day together.
Yep.
Could be walking, it could be going to a movie, and then it might be dinner at night.
Yeah.
But you absolutely spend almost a 24-hour period without
worrying.
Where
are the kids doing
this? This is what I'm getting to.
Two months of kids.
Well, that's hard if you don't have that backup.
Yeah.
And then the third seven is every 7 months you do a mini break together.
Oh, jeez.
Now, based on Risey and Lucy having just gone away together for a night for the first time in 10 years.
Yep. I mean, I'm even thinking maybe it was more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Might have been. It has to be 10 years because Stella, 10.
But you guys are always going out to dinner together.
Like never.
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 Because we've got four kids. Yeah. It's so hard to get the kids minded.
Well, of course. You've got yourself to blame, mate. No pity for me.
No, exactly.
So how realistic is this 777 rule?
Not.
Maybe if you have, two or three kids that are teenagers, you can go, hey, you guys can stay at home. We've got left money for pizza. Pizza's coming at this time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a bit hard when you have younger kids.
Absolutely it is.
It's, sticking to it. But as we joke, it depends on where you're at too. But chances are those three times you've mentioned there, you'll talk about the kids.
Well, yeah.
It's just,
yeah. Right. But I do think it comes down to how many kids you've got because
That too.
We could do that easily. When Lorc was little, because I always had mum and dad.
Yeah, see, true. And Karen and I, nothing.
You couldn't do it.
We couldn't, and
you rely on a babysitter.
Using little, pretty much. We just didn't, we do came it. With us.
Exhibit A, they're not together anymore.
There you go. We didn't stick to the 777 rule.
Absolutely. 777 rules.
There.
So
it was that, eh?
Who do you want to end up, Exhibit A or B here, Ryan?
I'll go Exhibit A on this one for sure.
That's what he says on here. And look, I honestly look at Rice sometimes, telling him about my life, and he just starts going green with envy. What did you do yesterday, Steve? Nothing.
Well, today I've got piano lessons, soccer lessons as well, because soccer's bloody starting again, soccer training.
And there's three playing this year.
Here's the other one I love. How come you're doing that, Steve? Because I want to.
There was, I will
777.
Admit.
I'm going to try to do that, though, because we had the best weekend away.
I know you did.
I know,
and you'll lose
more.
Touch with one another if you don't make time for each other now.
Okay. Thank
so,
you,
Tanya. You've got to make time.
Good talk. What were you going to say? Sorry, before I interrupted
you. No, I was going to tell Steve, when you were at the studio the other day, Risey was talking about how you've got nothing to do today.
Yeah.
And there was, I just watched these little horns and him turn a pale shade of green.
Yeah.
A little bit of envy popped up, wasn't there, Rise?
Not a little bit, a lot of envy popped up.
Yeah. But even when I had children, I still had nothing to do, Rise. There's the difference between you and me, my friend. You need to get a bit of head.
You're Steve Ribble.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up louder,
Kings of Leon, that's you, somebody. It's 8:29. This is Triple M with Tanya and Steve. It's going to be cloudy this morning. Rain coming later on this afternoon, though. Tops of 28 in the city, looking at 34. Maitland in the valley today.
Hey, I've started my walk regime, which I haven't been able to do since hospital this week. So it's a bit like Rip Van Winkle's going out in the town and spotting things I hadn't seen before.
Mm.
It really isn't. Just around Carrington.
On your little walkies.
Night walks, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. No, I spotted this thing and there you go, a classic example of this has all been since you've been in hospital or we haven't been able to do your exercise. There's a new caravan park been set up at Carrington Boat Ramp.
Has there?
How long has this been
here? A little Reflections Caravan Park or something like that.
Or is it a legal caravan park?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see any entrance gate or a reception area. Nor did I see a little place where you could have a game or buy some chippies.
Well, whereabouts is that? When you go across the bridge at Carrow?
You go
on
across
the
bridge and yes.
On the left there.
Yeah, it's on your left.
I know what you mean.
And they've done it all up. It's new recently and a bigger car park. But, the sad part of it obviously is, but I showed Tanya the photo and I looked and there was, I think, 9 camper vans and 2 cars.
What?
And I'm going, it's a caravan park.
Is that because Newcastle foreshore was full?
Chockers.
They had no vacancy for all the wicked vans.
Yeah, yes. Well, actually, the other thing about that, you say, on the weekend drive, They're up, not the Wickeds anymore.
No, they're fancy next panties. Levels, aren't they?
But it's like, and all of them, that was 9 o'clock last night, right?
Mm.
All of them dark, you know, but you, as I was walking past, there's a little lamp inside. There's sure. someone in there doing whatever, but yeah. I just thought, hang on, this is, they're not parking.
And there was that many. I can't believe there were that many. That's I thought you were going to say like one or two or something like that.
No, and as T said, have you seen the ones around the foreshore? And
I've seen, there's occasionally at Redhead Beach, there might be one or two, but not a whole bunch.
Especially if you're there early and they're just waking up and then they bring out their little burners and they make their coffee. Yeah,
a little coffee, a little tea.
Yeah, and then the smell of bacon and eggs fills the
It's bloody
beach
gorgeous,
air.
Isn't it?
I love it.
And then you see them bringing their little fold-out chairs and catching up with each other. Just like a caravan park, only free.
I don't know whether they're still doing it, but around near the bogey hole, that was popular too with a few vans, because what a view to wake up to.
Well, I think that's what everyone cottoned on to. Yeah. So we can go into a caravan park, like that beautiful one I always talk about up north on the M1. Where you take it with your bagos and everything.
I know what you mean. Is that just prior to Buller Dealer?
After, I think. I'm
just
not,
after.
Good point.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Do you mean the one, if you're going to Buller Dealer, it's on the right-hand side?
Yeah.
I always wonder.
Who stays there?
I always say that to Lucy. Who on earth stays there?
Maybe well, you know how many distance people.
You know how many road trips BJ and I over the years have had to Queensland for family? It's become the dad joke. Every time. Like, and he knows it's coming.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll go, oh, we've got to stay there, man.
Yeah. I think every it's just time. This side of Karooa, so it's not even that far
is
out of
it.
No,
but it's just
between Raymond Terrace and Karooa.
Park your thingy and have a rest or whatever. But
I always think it must be grey nomads that are like on a massive tour.
Yeah,
that's how I like to think of it, because I'd hate there'd be families going, this is where we're ending up, kids, for a week.
Oh my God.
You could imagine the one we're talking about. Yeah, it would be definitely people that aren't keen for the Insta page. they're not keen for, hey, oh, this is a good Insta page we'll go to. But then I thought, okay, with what we're talking about, there's two ways of looking at it. If they are nomads or whatever, they probably are going, well, you go there for free.
Yeah.
Well, we may as well.
Because
I don't know how long they'd stay there.
Yeah, well, they're not supposed to stay there at all.
At all?
Yeah.
I know. But that's what I'm wondering.
Mm.
I'll go back tonight.
Yeah, because I always wonder where they do wee-wees.
Wasn't my go-to. But
it's
now
mine.
Yeah.
Like, watch where you're stepping when you're doing your walkies tonight, Stephen.
Yeah, I'm far more concerned about the other one now.
That's
when I'll be watching my step.
To Dry's new rug wash facility in Mayfield.
The most popular entertainment.
We're here to be entertained, that's entertainment.
The E-Spot.
Quickie,
what's up?
Well, quickie today, the 10 highest paid actors in Hollywood has just been released by Forbes. Now, this is simply from last year.
Ah.
So it's like us putting in our tax return every year. These actors have to put in their tax return for their earnings in 2023.
My head immediately, I don't know this or see it, immediately says Tom Cruise.
You know what? He's on the list.
Right.
He's not the top one, but he is number three.
Okay.
Ooh, and the reason he's up there is because Cruise is still what they call one of those actors that still gets a first dollar gross deal.
Right.
Meaning the minute someone buys a ticket to one of his movies, he immediately gets money in his bank account.
Yeah.
Most actors don't get that deal.
Mm.
The movie has to make $50 million or $100 million before they start getting a kickback.
He's from Kickoff.
Yeah, he's that good.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's not worry too much about 10 to 5. They are, if you're interested, Denzel Washington, Ben Affleck, Jason Statham, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jennifer Aniston is the first female in the top 10.
God, she was like one of the highest paid TV actors. Now that.
Well, she still gets $2 million an episode for every episode of The Morning Show.
Oh, yes.
And she was in that Netflix Murder Mystery 2 alongside Adam Sandler. Mm. And he always looks after her because they're great mates.
Sure.
So she got a fortune for that. She made $56 million last year.
Yeah, right.
Number five, Matt Damon, because of the work he did with Ben Affleck in Air as Nike.
Oh,
remember?
That was a bit boring.
Yeah.
And also,
Matt Damon, he took home $50 million last year, by the way.
Dang it.
What?
You're not saying it right.
What?
Matt Damon. Thank you.
Matt Damon also, rather than take a big salary for Oppenheimer, he said, look, give me $4 million, but give me some of the box office.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he's going to keep breaking it in.
It is, isn't it?
Ryan Gosling comes in at number four with the Barbie stuff, and he also gets paid from Spotify because of his streams of I'm Just Ken. And there's been 100 million plus streams, and he just keeps getting money for that.
Because he didn't have anything to do with the writing,
no,
so it's
but
just
he sings
for his
it.
Play.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
just
what I mean.
For that.
God, he could be getting upwards of $15 a week.
I know. Tom Cruise, as I said, is number three. The first and only Australian, and she's female, on the list of the top 10.
Margot
Robbie.
For Barbie, the deal that she did with her.
Absolutely. $78 million is what she earned from
that's,
that.
That's cheating. That's not actresses or actors. That's producer.
Yeah,
well
done.
Plus, because of her production company, she also had a hand in Lucky Chap and Saltburn.
There you
so
go.
Oh, that was
she's,
huge.
She's making a fortune.
All that producing money she's getting. But number one.
Number one, drum roll. Can you think? I've already mentioned his name.
In relation
to another movie.
Highest paid.
Yep.
Trying to think of all the ones you've just mentioned, the gap.
And not just because of his acting, but because of his Happy Madison production company.
Oh, Adam Sandler, of course.
Adam Sandler. He made $97 million last year, which is about $200 million Australian dollars.
Yeah, no wonder he's so miserable when people bag his movies.
Exactly.
Like, that movie sucked, mate. Well, just count this for us, will you?
So is that his Netflix deal? Is that a Netflix only deal, or is that just like...
I can't recall him having a cinema movie for a while. They're always direct to Netflix.
You're right on that one. Yeah. So any of those, like Murder Mystery 2, it went straight to Netflix.
Yeah. He did a good basketball one where he was like a basketball mentor, I remember. That was actually really good.
I think that was his latest one, actually.
Yeah. And so apart from the Netflix deal, 173 million hours is what Netflix clocked his movies at.
Wow.
So he's on a fortune there. But
he'll always be Happy Gilmore to me.
Well, and he does still lots of stand-up shows.
Yeah.
And his stand-up shows, minimum $400,000 a night.
There you go.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
400 grand to stand on stage for 90 minutes.
And the best thing about him is he just makes a movie and invites his mates.
And has a ball doing it.
It's the best, isn't it? Oh, what about the script? Oh, I don't care.
There's our wee spot. It is thanks to Electrodry. For the most thorough rug clean, you can see Electrodry's new rug wash facility in Mayfield. We hear our wee spot 8:30 every morning here at Newcastle's Triple M.
Oh, when they go, classic Steve.
Yeah.
All right. I don't often look on the Facebook, be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I saw one and I went, oh, hang on a minute. I've seen your face before. You're familiar. I saw the face. Anyway, I went into the thingy and I went, I'll friend you. You look lovely. Anyway, and then it friended and then it came up and I did, I thought, oh, Ronnie from work. I know Ronnie, right? Yeah, Ronnie's from work.
Yeah.
And then the next photo was, oh, well, short and sweet. She's left. Defriend.
Yeah.
I was friends for 5 minutes with her.
Yeah. No, she's gone now.
No,
she left only a couple of weeks.
I don't know what she did here, but she was lovely. But it was like, a face and then you go, oh, work, right.
Yeah. Well, with that in mind, and you often say that you don't know what half the people do here. Well, actually, no, you say about three quarters of the people, you don't know what they do here in a functional sense of the radio station.
Barely know what EP Jerry does.
And that's what I mean. He'll often say to me, Jerry, what the hell does he do all day?
Nothing.
Nothing. So we thought we'd drag some employees of Triple M into the building, and you have to tell us or what you think they do for a living.
Right.
What do you think their function is to keep the wheels turning of Triple M?
And it doesn't have to be the exact job title, just kind of what they, because their job titles change all the time.
Now, Sam, hello, Sam.
Hello.
How are you?
Morning,
very
Sam.
Well.
Hello.
Now,
Sam's easy.
What does Sam do?
He's a CEO.
Exactly.
No, Sam's title, I want their exact title. So Sam's title on his payslip is... Brand Experience Assistant. So what do you think Sam does as a brand experience assistant?
Judging by our billboards, bugger all. Mate, can you get our brand out there?
I've been working on my graphic design. I'll get something made up for you.
Okay.
So brand experience.
Yeah, yes. You're in the ballpark by what you just said, because there's a bit of that, isn't there, Sam?
A little bit, somewhat,
Where do you think he sits and what do you think he does?
Oh, he sits out with all those other people that sit out there and look at computers. and look at Facebook.
He's nailed it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Steve, I started on this team. So when I first met you, 20 odd years ago, I was doing what Sam was doing. He's on the apart from nothing. He's on the
team. You were driving around cars and kissing girls.
There you go.
I'm not doing that.
All
I'm doing the first half. That's about it.
May have been a kissing competition, but that's not the point.
So you've got an idea now. Sam is part of the street team.
How long have you been here, Sam?
Since August. That's 6 months.
Yeah, I was in hospital, man.
That's fair enough then.
Yeah. I was in
hospital.
Can't expect it
the
know,
whole
yeah.
time. And thanks for the visit.
You know, I still don't think you've nailed exactly what he does.
Drives thunders and gets his social media on cue during the day.
Love it.
Yeah. Works at our tuck shop, things like that.
Tick. Yeah. Nice. Well, thank you, Sam.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Hamley.
See you at the next tuck shop.
Yeah. See you there. I'll be there.
Now, good on you, Sam. We're going to bring in someone else.
Yeah. Next we have the lovely Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Good morning.
I know Jeremy.
What do you think Jeremy does?
Because our $4 million equipment constantly breaks down.
Well done.
Jeremy's easy. Yep. He spends his whole life in the studio fixing, don't you?
I mean, that's generally correct, yeah.
Yeah, well done, Steve. You nailed it.
Support engineer is Jeremy's very flash title.
What a load of rubbish.
Oh, rude.
And you're a tech. But I love it. Have you noticed both titles? They're getting longer.
Oh, they are.
They're getting longer.
Yeah, support engineer. Actually, I thought you could have added engineer. A few more words with that one.
Engineer is correct, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. Thank you, Jeremy.
Good stuff, Jeremy.
The real curveball is, how many sites do I oversee?
Ooh.
Oh, with Triple M?
Yeah, more than Newcastle.
On. There's one, so 900.
How many sites do you oversee?
I get to about 5 different cities or so to keep make the studios
sure
running.
The studios are running.
That's right. So if something breaks here, wait a week.
Good one.
Is Jeremy flying back at any moment now?
Now
there you go. I knew that one.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
It's because I see him, though.
Yeah,
he's vital to our show.
Very
much
so.
Keeping the things working.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeremy. Now, we've got one of the most bubbly personalities, I would say, here, about to walk into the studios.
Hello, Evie.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
I see Evie in the lift.
And what do you think she does?
Works for McDonald Jones Homes.
No, she does not. She gets off at our floor every day.
And we talk, don't we? We've chatted
even. We have chatted.
Yeah. Has he asked you for a new house?
As soon as she leaves the lift, I go, oh, God, she's got the wrong floor again.
What do you think Evie does?
I reckon you organise all commercials and put things in place and sit in front of a computer and shovel things around like that.
You're actually spot on.
No.
Well done.
I'm impressed.
Account coordinator is Evie's fancy title.
There you go.
So Evie works closely with McDonald Jones Homes in our partnership deals.
Yeah.
So you were half right there too, Steve.
I've never heard her talk behind someone's back, so I thought, okay, she doesn't work in radio. I figured she must have worked on the floor 6.
How do you describe your job to people as an account coordinator?
Yeah, in layman's terms, support to the sales reps.
There you go.
And booking in the commercials and applying material to those commercials.
I was right.
You were right. You're not as stupid as you make out you are.
No, but that's not funny.
I know. Thank you, Evie.
Thank you.
For playing our game. And the last person. Now, I wanted to bring this person in lastly because you've known her for decades. Yeah. And I do mean decades. But I actually don't.
Oh, you're kidding.
I don't think you know what she does.
I absolutely know what Annika does.
Hello, Annika.
Good morning.
Hi, Annika.
Hello. Annika has been since long. All of us since we were driven by steam. We all grew up together, didn't we?
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
But the difference is you and I still work. Annika just turns up. She hasn't been on the payroll for 3 years.
And you do turn up just in the car park usually as we're leaving.
I do, exactly.
So I just think you hang around because I don't even know what Annika does anymore.
After all these years, that's all I do. Yeah. I'm the office mum.
I'm telling you now, Jace, our boss, right now, CEO, they wake up in the morning and go, what would Annika do?
They do say that.
No, but seriously, what do you think Annika does when she eventually arrives?
She works for hire clients, and I mean hire in the sense of, in very important ones, she's more of a personal relations with them.
Is that a better idea of what you do?
Very good. You're pretty much spot on there,
Steve.
She's an account executive.
Proving what I say? Nothing funny. I should have just said I don't know.
I'm really
impressed.
Actually,
if you said office mum, I went, that's good.
Well, that's part of your role, to everybody around here.
Just remember the one thing, though, your name is the only one on you.
That's busy.
Well, it's a long time. We're actually there a
Annika,
very long time.
I've only just stopped wearing a name badge. I had to.
We do what we have to.
Absolutely.
It was weird for the first 4 years. People, I'm going, what's Tracy done now? Tanya. Oh.
So, don't feel bad about that one.
Because I just say T.
Yeah, I know. And everyone's mate. But well done to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Annika.
Go. Hey, you both come a gutter with that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
I thought we were going to get him a few more times.
So did I.
Jerry, bring in the 5-10. He hasn't got a clue about.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud, 'cause Tanya and Steve Hill is Triple M breakfast.
Tanya and Steve's Stuff We Didn't Get To.
Well, this is going to make news, isn't it?
I was wondering. I saw you knee-deep on your phone there. I thought, I'll just, all right, what do we got? What's going on, mate?
Well, the hospital where Princess Kate was treated is at the centre of a huge security scandal today after reports staff attempted to access the royal's private medical records. Again, because there's all that speculation of why she was in there and they're not willing to say it, and it's none of our business.
I wonder about how much money's getting offered around by,
By those sleazy Fleet Street journos.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Look, that's not cool, is it? You go in there and you want your privacy and you want security over your medical records, but it must be tempting if people are waving checkbooks.
She must have opted out on that thing. Do you want your...
yes, on my health.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Shared.
Okay, on that, right?
Yeah, do you do it?
I forgot.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, we need to get your records. I went, oh, man, my old doctor, I've only got a new one. I said, you won't find it. As I was saying it, the laptop was in front. Oh, I see, back in. So I must have said yes.
Oh, okay.
I must have.
So,
and you know what? It was great.
It makes it easier because
it made it more streamlined for
you. Absolutely. Everything that I had no idea about or I thought I was going to have to hunt down was there.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know the only reason I don't do it? Because I'm very suspicious and cynical. I firmly believe there will come a day when, if you've got certain afflictions, they will be charging you more and more and more for health insurance, for travel insurance, for all sorts of things.
They'll nail you on the pre-exists.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I've never tick box on the My Health.
Yeah, yeah.
To my detriment, because what you just said, when you do have to go and see someone and you try and remember where you've been or what you've got.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
They even told me
I've done it.
They told me a doctor. No, I bet you have.
Yeah, I bet I have as well, but I just don't think I've been to the doctors.
I didn't remember either because I think it was just a simple, someone asked a question and went, what? Yeah, righto.
Yeah.
Probably just righto.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was one doctor that they told me.
You got no recollection?
None.
No.
Like the one that took my gallbladder out.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, mate. I didn't have dinner with him. But yeah, it's interesting with the Kate thing.
Yeah.
They will not let this go.
No.
It's growing bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's under that microscope of the planet.
So what came of that, out at the fruit shop? Was that legit? Did that happen?
Yeah.
Okay, so there she is.
Isn't it strange you got a question mark over it because everything's so...
Yeah,
photoshopped and edited.
And fake.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's called a body double, guys.
Well, she looks pretty spiff.
That's
great.
If she looks good, why aren't they just coming out and going, oi?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. It is strange that they're not telling the world to shut the world up.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
And then we'll all find out and move on in about 10 seconds, won't we?
Yeah.
You reckon we will find out, by the way?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
No idea.
How's Charlie's going, by the way? You know,
Still got cancer.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say a couple of weeks ago he was gone.
Mm, no, he's all right.
All right. Okay.
Is it a diversion? Is the public just getting diverted? All talking about Kate. Charlie's over there. Something going on with Charlie.
There you ask the royal reporter of the bunch.
Man, 1978, they had a Charles lookalike competition.
Did they?
Body double.
Yep, body double. There you go.
All right.
That's it from us today.
See
you tomorrow, everybody.
Tanya and Steve are off to build another show for Newcastle. Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home.